Sign up now for the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham and Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and North Texas Nissan. Insert your putter or stiff shaft joke here and log on to theticket.com.
It's 7:45 on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket. Guys' night out. We're at Cape Buffalo, right off the tollway in Trinity Mills.
Cobra.
And we have some late breaking news as Mike Reiner, my dear friend Mike Reiner, was attempting to polish off a margarita. He noticed a strange object at the bottom of the margarita.
Actually, I didn't notice it. You did. What? Had you not noticed it, I wouldn't have.
As he had about an inch and a half left to finish the margarita, we pulled out a tampon that someone, one of you bastards, put in there, I guarantee you. And to that I say, genius. Absolute genius.
I'm just glad it wasn't used.
Oh, God.
How do you know?
All right, I don't think. I don't know.
It's time for the pie munch. And right now we need the standings. Who's winning this thing so far?
Here's Junior Miller with more.
All right, let's go to the big board. And the total medal count through three events.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Dad. Very confusing. Okay, I see. 9 for Team Bad Radio and 9 for Team P1 Whack. It's a tie for first.
Ooh.
Then 7 for Team Musers and 5 for Team Hardline.
We're failing.
We are failing.
But this event could change everything.
Boy, it could, because this event is worth double points.
It is?
I don't think so.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, everybody says no.
Oh. Well.
No, I think it is.
You just made that up, dude.
Double points. So the winner will get 10 points. And competing for Team Blue.
That's Team Hardline.
Oh, that's us. Holly. Hi, Holly.
So when we
better win.
We double 4 points, we'll get 10, Corby?
I will destroy your life if you don't win. What? Yes, yes.
She said it's already destroyed.
Oh, no.
Poor thing.
Holly, I'll give you some money after this. Don't worry.
Cobra.
The red team.
Team Musers.
Team Musers.
Cobra.
Cayenne.
Yeah, Cobra. By the way, we're coming off a win in the Give It To Me Lance
Cobra.
Dance. We're the hottest team.
Team Bad Radio has Jessica in the yellow. Hi, Jessica.
She unbuttoned her pants to get ready.
Oh, no.
And participating for Team Whack, is that right, is our good friend Megan, who comes out to every Hardline remote, yet she is competing for whatever.
Snack.
Just eat your freaking pie.
Snake.
All right, double points will be awarded for the winner.
No, they will not.
This is for all the marbles. You have 2.5 minutes
Cobra.
To eat your pie. Now, rules are hands behind the back at all times. Do not touch the pie with your hands. If you do, you'll be eliminated immediately and thrown out of the bar and excommunicated from your church.
Snake.
Okay?
Snake.
So, 2.5 Coral. Minutes.
Cobra.
On your mark.
Coral.
Get set. Go.
Coral.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is
oh,
grotesque.
There they go. There they go. Give us a little background music or something.
Now, everybody keep in mind that in the past, when done on the hard line, this event has been known to induce vomit.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
By who?
Girls.
Girls.
Oh, not you guys.
Boy, we've got four girls that have just...
And make no mistake, girls may not be able to do number two, but they can vomit.
Number two.
Right, Junior?
Yes, you're right.
Megan, who is the skinniest girl out of the mall, is destroying the field. She's with the P1 Whack right now. The other three are failing.
Our girl's about to throw up now after one bite. Look
Jessica, eat the pie.
Look.
Don't touch the pie with your hands, though.
I've never seen a girl attack a pie like Megan has. She has gone face first into this pie.
Yes.
And she is really working it over.
Look how it's all over her face. The pie got all over her face.
We haven't seen
Unless
this kind of action
That's the
since
beauty of this event.
The movie Bound.
It's like all glistening and
Which
sticky
Which is a movie that I think
face.
We'd all like to reenact every night if we could.
I believe so.
It almost looks like Megan's
One
pie.
1 minute is gone. 1 minute is gone. We have a minute and a half to go.
It looks like Megan's pie is about to have the Oscar Robertson. She's doing such a good job.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
God. Megan has cut the biggest hole in her pie.
Megan is eating her pie in a circle.
Now, Cayenne for Team Musers is, she's doing okay. But you need to pick up the pace, honey.
Team Hardline, Holly
is failing.
Get your act together.
Do you guys think this is really hot?
Yeah, let me just say, aren't we all a little erotically charged by this?
Yes. I think so. I think I am. Megan's still destroying the field, although Jessica making a late rally, a very late rally, as she paced herself in the beginning, and now she is gorging herself. Like the
she just threw out a piece with her mouth. That's gross.
It's okay. Yeah, that's all in weight. What? 2 minutes are gone. You have 30 seconds left, girls. Let's go. Come on.
Go, 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 go.
Come on, Megan. Help her out, people. Help her out. Help her out. Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
She almost ate the whole thing, except for the crust.
Clearly, our winner is Megan from the P1 WAC.
Oh.
Megan has conquered them all.
Such defeat.
The skinniest girl. She weighs about 105 pounds, maybe, soaking wet.
What a horrible night for the hard
line. It's okay.
When have you seen her soaking wet?
In last place is us.
Yes, I know. You proud of yourself?
Me?
Yeah,
this
you.
Is your stupid show.
Who was second? Did we finish
the
second, Seth?
Finishing second is Jessica from Bad Radio.
Cayenne.
Whose fault this is.
Who?
Denny's.
Oh,
he rounded all these up.
Yeah, just half-assed.
You think he cared?
No, not at all.
No, he didn't.
So Cayenne from Team Musers was second.
Was she?
That's what I'm hearing from Jim McKay.
Jim McKay is dead.
No, he's not.
He might as well be.
Hey. So what? This is the last event. This is like the men's marathon on Sunday of the Olympic Games, right before the closing ceremony.
Speaking of which,
I don't think
I have an early flight tomorrow morning.
To Athens?
Yes.
So we're about to get the final medal count, and we'll declare a winner in the first ever Ticket Olympiad.
Right now, we have no idea who won.
This is very exciting.
Coming up next, we will tell you who is the winner of the Ticket Olympics.
What a tease.
Thank you. And also, go ahead.
The 2004 high school football season is underway as 7-Eleven presents the Tom Landry Classic. This day-long, time-honored tradition is Saturday, August 28th at SMU's Gerald J. Ford Stadium. See four of the top-ranked teams in the state, featuring some of the highest recruited players in the country. At 5 p.m., the Allen Eagles battle the Mesquite Skeeters, followed at 8 by the Denton Ryan Raiders, taking on the Highland Park Scots. The Tom Landry Classic, Saturday, August 28th at SMU. Brought to you by Chick-fil-A, the Dallas Morning News, Coca-Cola, Alan Ruber Chevrolet, Mars M&M, Jim McMahon's CTX Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.